This is Clark, Reel 4.
And when you came to the
Ordnance... And then after that.
When you came to the Ordnance Works, what precisely were you doing there?
Well, when we came to the Ordnance Works, they hadn't got the machines properly all up. And they were only just, they'd only just built a new Harris shop at the time. And for a few weeks, we had practically nothing to do, but we still got our wages. I think at the time, I had about 50 shillings, which to me was great in comparison, because although I was in such a dangerous job and wide long, I didn't get any more money than what I was getting there for doing nothing, and I thought it was great. And of course, I used to sit and do a lot of crocheting and reading while they were getting the machines and that put together. Well, then when the machines were put together, we were put with an old gent, and they called him Mr. Wright. He was a little man, and he was a setter up. Well, he used to set up three machines, and there were three girls used to work them. And it was on the boring and drilling. Well, then they built a new shop down at the very bottom end. You had to go down the steps to it. And that was, we were moved down there. And while we were down there, I mean, I'd got used to the job. And then, of course, that was when I asked to get up and set up my own machine on the 8-inch Harzer guns. And I come up, and with the help of this Mr. Tommy Barnes, and this old army gent had just retired from the army. I mean, they learned me a lot.
What precise parts of the gun did you work on?
The inside of the 8-inch Harzer gun, right up to the two shoulders.
Now, you mentioned that your sister...
It was finished boring inside. Well, when I went home on a holiday, my sister was that pleased with how well I'd been doing. She said she'd like to come over, and I brought my sister over, and I got her a job as a crane driver. And she was a crane driver, and she used to have a manslinger. She was a bit nervous at first, but you got accustomed to it and used to it. And of course, when the war was over, she was kept a bit longer than me, because we, all the machine hands, more or less, was all demobilized before anybody else. But she was kept on for a month or two, because my husband, as is, that was, he, before he died, he used to entertain her while I was over home.
What? When were you laid off from the Ordnance
Works? Oh, we were laid off straight away, just after the, as soon as the war finished. We were laid off. We all got free tickets. And when we had a holiday, they give us a free fare.
Free fare?
Yes. They give us a free fare when we went to them, and they give us a free fare at a holiday time to come home.
When you came over to Coventry, did you come with friends?
No. No, I came on my own. And I came from the Labour Exchange in Friday State that advised me not to go to the arsenal. For the that had enough experience of explosives, and that they'd recommend me to come to the Coventry Ordnance.
Did you have any friends, any Irish girlfriends who worked at firms other than the Ordnance?
No, they were all at White and Poppies. I did know a few, but they were at White and Poppies. That was my friend that lost her hand, and my other friend, Miss Mary Dunn, she lost the tops of some fingers.
How did they do that?
Well, of course, there was detonators and that sort of thing that they were handling and working with. See, I've never been in White and Poppy's factory, so I couldn't give you any experience at all of it or what their job was. I'm only going by a word of mouth of what they said to me. But when Julia Miles had the hand off, they took her to the Coventry and Warwick Hospital, and of course, the week that they were all, you know, enjoying themselves and the war was over, of course, her losing her hand and me going down to the hospital and that to see her.
So that Armistice Week for you wasn't a joyous occasion?
No, it wasn't, not through Julia. But afterwards, I used to go and visit her at home, and she came over to Coventry a few times, and as I've told you, when she came over to the Manhoosers, which are well known even today.
What was the effect then of your being laid off at the end of the war? Did you find it difficult to get another job?
No, as usual, I took another man's job on, and that was flax dressing in the mill, in my water mill.
This is back in Ireland?
After the war was over. Mm-hmm. And I worked there for a few months. And then, of course, I was on the labour before that, though. You had to go on the labour right away when I went over. And then I took a job then in my water mill, flax dressing. And, of course, then my husband came over and he asked me to come over to see my people and that. And we arranged for me to come back to Coventry and get married. And I got married in St. Elizabeth's Church.
All in all then, as a final question, did you enjoy your war work?
Yes, every minute of it. It was a very happy time, and I mean, well, everything was very happy, the atmosphere in work and with the people you worked with. There was never no strikes or any trouble of any kind, and if you wanted to know anything, the men was quite willing to help you. And I mean, of course, he informed us of the Union and Miss Arna, Mayoress of Coventry, as was. It was her that come and advised us and told us what we were entitled to and enlightened us to what to fight for.
And I suppose since you and your friend were the only women on the section, you were very well treated.
Very well.
Fine. Thank you very much.